Giaghiva Cordia, Agus Fáilte, Agus Cláir an Seo, Ar Capital Irish, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray, and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so, bringing the usual mix of news and music of Irish interest in the Wellington area specifically and around New Zealand, and talk about some of the news of what's happening back in Ireland as well. Some of the things we're going to talk about today are the upcoming comedy festival. Actually, it's probably come to an end by the time this show goes to air. I'm recording this on the Thursday evening, so the comedy festival is on at the moment. We'll also have a look at what is happening with the GAA Championship back in Ireland, see what games are coming up, getting into the kind of a serious part of the season now. Obviously things have changed a bit in the last couple of years, and the finals are earlier than they used to be for the Intercounty Championships. We'll talk about Ceolan Áas, which is coming up next month in Nelson. We'll give you the results of the Rosa Tralee Festival that took place last week as well. We'll also mention Eurovision and squeeze a few songs in along the way. Also, I just want to wish Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And why don't we have our first piece of music? This is a new track from one of my favourite Irish artists at the moment. It is a song from CMAT, and this song is called Whatever's Inconvenient. Let's have a listen.
I can always smell it coming, like the grease up on your mullet. I knew you'd ruin me the minute. Had a dream and you were in it. Just a dentist, you and I. 'Cause you cry.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that the New Zealand International Comedy Festival is taking place in the month of May. A lot of the events in Wellington will probably have wrapped up by the time the show goes to air, but the acts that have come over from all over the world will still be here and still touring, and we are spoiled for choice with some of the Irish acts who are appearing in the Wellington region on, let's see, May 23rd and 24th. We've got Dylan Morn playing some shows in, let's see, where is this on? In St. James's Theatre in Wellington. He's also playing some shows in Auckland as well, if you happen to be up there. And also, you might have seen him on TV a bit over the last couple of nights. He's been on some of the shows on TV3, and that is Ed Byrne, another one of the well-known Irish stand-up comedians, and he is playing in the Opera House, and that is on next Thursday, the 18th of May. I think tickets are still available for some of those shows. I haven't got any tickets myself yet, but I would be keen to get along to see Dylan Moran especially. I believe I have seen Ed Byrne probably show before in Ireland, but definitely would like to see Dylan Moran. Big fan of his stand-up shows. I've just watched them on YouTube. Kind of disappeared down a rabbit hole of watching some Dylan Moran stuff earlier this evening when I should have been working on the show. And of course also a big fan of his TV show Black Books. Along with Bill Bailey, another stand-up comedian who I did get to see a couple of years ago, did a great show in Galway when I was back in Ireland. So we're going to have a quick listen of maybe a snippet of one of Dylan Moran's sketches, and this he is talking about children and adults and comparing the two.
Now, I meant to talk about something else earlier on, and I forgot what it was. I've remembered what it is again, but I've also forgotten. And that's really what adulthood is like most of the time. You know, you spend a lot of time walking back to the room to get the thing that you left the room so that you would go and use it somewhere else, and on your way back to the room to get the thing, you forget not only what it is, but what room it was in, and you're faced with the people who love you looking at you going, what do you want? Why are you here? And you go, I don't know. You spend an awful lot of time like that. And children aren't like that, and that, which is why they look so young, because they always have a sense of style and purpose. When they're walking around, they have a very definite purpose. They're walking and walking, and it's a great walk as well. It's not an adult sort of bemused shuffle. It's that, I'm going over here. You say, why are you going over there? Because I have a harmonica. What are you doing with a harmonica? I'm going to put it in the toilet. And why are you doing that? Enough questions! Goodbye!
Moving on to sport. So we're getting into the sort of business end of the provincial championships back in Ireland. We had some of the hurling and football championships on, or finals on recently, and of course some more coming up this weekend. And the ones we're kind of looking out for this week are the Leinster final, which is taking place between Dublin and Louth. And I suppose Dublin have dominated the Leinster championship for years now. Probably in a little bit of a dip or decline compared to the form they've had for the last few years. But this year, the Louth team are being managed by Mickey Hart, and they're going to be going into that final with a lot of confidence. So it'll be great as a sort of outside, as a not exactly a neutral, I suppose. Mayo and Dublin have had their clashes over the years, but it would be great if Louth could actually topple Dublin and give a bit of confidence to the other Leinster teams to kind of challenge Dublin in future championships. And another football final that is on this weekend is taking place between Armagh and Derry. Now, that game is going to be an interesting one. I think Derry are the defending champions from last year, but at the time of recording this, there's been some Facebook posts by Nicola Gallagher, and she is the wife of the Derry manager, Rory Gallagher, in where she kind of outlines a lot of domestic abuse that she has suffered over the last few years. And of course, these allegations are very serious, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in terms of how the team reacts, how the Derry board deal with this as well, because obviously there'll be investigations, so it's going to cast a shadow, I suppose, on the match. But it will be kind of interesting to see how that one pans out. And then some of the news from last week. So Kerry won the Munster final last weekend against Clare, and that game took place just a couple of days after the mother of the Clifford brothers, Ellen Clifford, had died after a battle with cancer. So it must have been a pretty emotional game for those Clifford brothers as they played in that game. So Kerry, of course, won that one and then will advance into the championship. And the other bit of news that happened last weekend was there was a rant by Donal O'Cusack on the Sunday game about what was happening with the televising of the hurling championship. So a lot of people were making some made some comparisons last week between what RTE were deciding to show and what they did not show. So there was a lot of time devoted to the coronation last week, which was broadcast live on RTE, a story I suppose of international interest. But what wasn't being broadcast was some of the hurling games around last weekend, and people or fans who weren't able to attend the games had to pay GAA Go to watch those games live. And there's what Donal Og was saying was that, you know, it was ruining the game of hurling, that the a lot of young people who would be interested in watching that game wouldn't have been able to see it. And I suppose he's making a good point there, because, you know, we've always had the big football and hurling games shown live, either on RTE or sometimes they'd be on TG Cahir, but at least they'd be broadcast and free to air. Of course, this part of the world, we're actually used to GAA Go and having to pay for our sort of season tickets over here. But, you know, if domestically in Ireland, if you're watching the championship, you'd expect that those big clashes would be televised. So it's one to watch, and I'm sure there'll be some more talk about that over the coming weeks. Why don't we take our next piece of music? We are going to listen to a well-known song, sung by another one of my favourite Irish acts at the moment. Let's have a listen to The Holy Ground by the Mary Wallopers. Earlier in the show, I mentioned that Ceolán Áas would be taking place next month, and that's taking place in Nelson between Friday the 2nd of June to Monday the 5th, which is a public holiday as well. So as with other years, there will be a lot of some of the best traditional Irish music players from New Zealand and Irish players living here in New Zealand. They'll be giving lessons and holding workshops, and also they'll be playing a few free concerts around the town as well. So if you're in the area, make sure you call along and check that out. You can also check their website, which is actually where I found the information was. It's on the Nelson page. So it's on.co.nz, and if you have a look in there, you'll find out some information about the events that are taking place. So we are going to have our next piece of music, and we're going to listen to something a bit different. This is a song called Junie, and it's by Bobby Arlock.
Junie, are you lost once
So a few weeks back, I was at the album launch of Kieran Hegarty's new album. Those of you who know Kieran, he's been part of Shindig for a number of years, the house band at the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And Kieran has been working on this album for the last while and got into the studio and put it together. And on the night, did a run-through of all of the songs with some of the other members of the band and some special guests. He also had some support from some other bands who are doing some warm-up as well for the night, so it was a good show. But if you want to get hold of that album, there are some CDs printed, but also probably the easiest way to get hold of them is if you go to Kieran Hegarty at bandcamp.com. So that's Kieran Hegarty, is KIERANHEGARTY .bandcamp.com. And the album is called Coming of Age. And we're going to listen to one of the songs off that album now. But if you like it, just head along to Bandcamp and you can buy the whole list of songs from there. Or I think you can purchase them individually as well. But we're going to have a listen to a song here called Big Dreams. This is a song that was written by one of the other band members, Adrian Peoples, and Kieran has put some music on this, and he's recording this with some of the rest of the team from Shindig and some special guests I mentioned. So let's have a listen to Big Dreams.
Found the radio playing what my mind was entertaining this morning when I crawled out of bed. And the friend that I thought I was losing touch with gave me a ring instead. The girl who smiled in the grocery aisle heard me singing the same sweet song. On the slope of the station I was in a new space, just dreaming and striding along. The days have been thin, but my rose can defy in the gloom. As the sun pours down, I stroll through town, feeling lucky the forecast is rude. I've been knocked down, struck to the ground, but I found a helping hand. When life's cruel and unfair, so hard to bear, I need a change of plan. Get out of what's holding me in. My crazy thoughts have a mind of their own. If I don't gamble, I got too much to lose. I'm at the crossroads and I gotta
The other night I was talking to my wife about something she had been reading on the internet, and it was about how if the movie Back to the Future had been filmed or was filmed today, that they would be travelling back to the year 1993. That's a bit of a frightening thought because it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but actually that's back in my Leaving Cert year, which was quite a long time ago. So of course Back to the Future was made in 1985 and set in 1955 when Marty McFly travels back and meets his parents and gets up to all sorts of adventures in the past. And of course in 85, 55 seems so long ago, like such a different decade and a different time entirely. But of course we sort of forget that as we get older, that actually our own kind of teenage years or whatever are a long way in the past as well. So it would be an alien country for a lot of youngsters today if they had to travel back to that time. So it's a bit of a scary thought. And I think the joke they were making there was that, you know, they played, when he travels back in time, this one of the songs that's played on the radio is Mr. Sandman. And if we had travelled back now, it would probably be something like Metallica's Enter Sandman. Although that was released in 91, but you get the idea. Which is, definitely a sign of time marching on there. Right, so we're coming up to the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed the rest of your Sunday. And if you've been paying attention during the week, you may have noticed that the Eurovision Song Contest has been on. And of course, it probably aired earlier today, Sunday. So the Irish entry did not make it through to the final round, unfortunately. There's semi-finals that need to be negotiated by some of the smaller countries. I think they still haven't quite forgiven us for unleashing dust in the turkey on them some years back. I think the Eurovision are making us pay. So unfortunately, there was no success for our entry, but we are going to play out with the Irish entry from this year. This is a song called We Are One from Wild Youth. So, Sláinte, enjoy your Sunday, and hope you spoil all the mothers out there. Good luck.
Been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.